proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm Aaron Broughton, your host for today. Now, when we think about the modern country of Israel, our thoughts usually tend toward the conflict with the Arabs and Palestinians. Of course, this is a conflict to be aware of, but unfortunately, there's another problem that most of us in America may not be aware of in Israel. Today, I would like to discuss with you the growing drug problem in Israel. While abuse of drugs has grown worldwide, especially here in America, Israel has seen a rise in drug abuse since the 1980s. Many people struggle with addiction, and usually the Israeli public turns a blind eye toward this problem. Police do little to thwart this epidemic, with the thought that the drug addicts they arrest today will be back on the streets tomorrow, and so they are killing themselves. There are approximately 300,000 drug users in the country, with 11% of those being teenagers. Out of this number, 25,000 of those are dependent drug users, mostly addicted to heroin. As their lives are dependent on the next daily fix, they cannot work or live normative lives, and so they have posed a real burden to the society. Illegal drugs are rather easy to obtain in Israel. The drug supply comes over the Egyptian, Jordanian, and Lebanese borders and then sold on the streets. Where once adults were using these, a growing trend is that younger users, including some elementary-age children, are being exposed to this dangerous trend. In fact, drug sales have increased around schools and in nearby neighborhoods. Drugs are usually offered for free at first, and then prices are raised, which has caused the young people to steal from their families to get their next dose. In light of this, synthetic drug use is also on the rise. This is creating a very unstable society and doing much harm to the socio-economic and cultural stability of the country. Now, you may be asking, what is being done about this problem? While there are several drug rehabilitation centers around the country, there's been limited success rates from these programs. Fortunately, there are believers in other ministries in Israel who are providing assistance to addicts, both Jews and Arabs. I've had the privilege of meeting men who have gone through these programs and came out changed, not just physically, but spiritually. They, in turn, had developed a heart for others who are going through the same struggles with their drug addictions. I remember an American man that I met a few years ago who came to visit mutual friends in Israel. A group of us were walking down the streets of Tel Aviv and came across a passed-out man who clearly had overdosed on drugs. This man was actually in our way where we could not go around him. We tried to wake him up, but he did not respond. Here was a man lying in his own bodily fluids, miserable and wretched. Our friend from America did something that was amazing to me and that I will never forget, even until this day. Now keep in mind that this friend of ours was built like a linebacker. So he stooped down and picked up the man who overdosed and laid him on a long cardboard box out of the way and off the ground. An ambulance came shortly after to take the man away. After they loaded the man into the ambulance, the EMT couldn't believe what he just saw. So he asked our American friend why he would want to help this drug addict. His response was one I will never forget. He said, "Because I was once just like this man." Those are sobering words. And indeed, it takes a specially prepared heart to minister to people dealing with addictions such as these. Praise the Lord that He has prepared several in Israel who are helping men like this. They're being fed, clothed, treated, counseled, and are involved in good Bible studies. Even though it appears that the drug problem in Israel, as well as in the United States, is insurmountable, lives are being changed for the glory of God, and we are thankful to organizations and people such as this. Now, what are you doing today, my friend, to be the one that will help others struggling in sin and lead them to the Savior? It takes a special love and commitment to do this type of work for sure. But I can tell you from experience that this is a work that is worth every effort for the sake of the Messiah. I invite you to pray for these people and for these special ministries in Israel. You know, even when we think about Israel, we usually think of it as the Holy Land. We think of the places of the Bible, but yet real people do live there in these real cities in modern-day Israel. And so they have struggles just as we do here in the United States and other parts of the world. So let's have a heart of compassion as we think about these people and not just what we see on the media. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, I invite you to do so by contacting us here at ibjm.org. In fact, I invite you to tell a friend as well to include them on the next program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.